Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Cattlemen's Congress continuing. One of the folks we caught up with, the Dean and the Vice President of the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Jason Lusk. He was busy doing a bit of networking.
Absolutely. It's a great place to come see our current students, hopefully some of our future students, and some of the top purebred breeders in the country.
And, you know, this particular event, it really does show where the industry is going as far as a lot of the technology, a lot of the things, cutting-edge stuff that the Animal Science Department at OSU is very much a part of.
That's exactly right. And indeed, earlier today, got to see our OSU bulls in a show. And so even at the university, we're contributing to the purebred genetics industry. And, you know, it's not today just how the animal looks, but it's all about the numbers and the EPDs and the genetic information that we now have available to us. And you're starting to see that even in the show ring come through.
You know, you've got basically one semester under your belt now. You already obviously start the spring semester really quickly. Give us maybe a little overview of how things have gone since you arrived in summertime at OSU once again.
Well, it's been a whirlwind, but I am learning more every day, and it's been a great experience. People have been very welcoming. There's a lot of change happening at the university. We're growing, got the largest freshman class in history. The president has a strategic plan that's a lot of effort underway to put into place. And even in the Division of Agriculture, just kicking off in the new year, we'll start a strategic planning process as well on our side that aligns with the university, but also thinks specifically in agriculture, natural resources, where do we need to be going so that we can prepare ourselves for the future and help prepare ourselves to benefit the producers in Oklahoma.
What are some early thoughts on how you see that vision working out?
Well, I don't want to prejudge the outcome, but it would probably be a mistake if we didn't do something to really focus in on the two most important agricultural commodities in the state, beef and wheat sector. What are the spaces there where we really need to make some investments to prepare ourselves for the future? We've got a top-notch, world-class wheat breeding program that produces varieties that are grown on 70% of Oklahoma acres. But frankly, we're doing that out of 1940s-era technology and facilities, and if we want to really work towards the future and use the modern science to be able to continue to produce varieties of wheat that are healthy, that are disease resistant, we're going to need to think about that future. Same on the beef cattle side. We're a big stocker cattle feeder stake, a lot of cow-calf production. We're an important part of the supply chain, thinking about what are the kinds of research and extension we need to do to make sure that we continue to be an important part of the supply chain and play an important role in getting tasty food on consumers' plates.
Dean of Agriculture, Oklahoma State University, Dr. Jason Lusk. Cattlemen's Congress continuing through Thursday. You've got farm news on Ron.
The 2024 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 22nd through the 24th in Wichita, Kansas. And early bird pricing is available now until January 5th. Leading no-till producers Jay Feuer and Barry Fisher will keynote. No-Till on the Plains is the premier no-till conference in America. Besides the main winter conference, there are also two soil health workshops, the AIM Symposium and Jumpstart Your System on January 22nd. Go to notill.org for details and register now.
A lot more agriculture news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.